Hi, and thank you for tuning into Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And did you know that 25% of the world's population will deal with a mental disorder at least once in their lifetime? This is a huge issue, and it's one that affects everyone, either personally or affects someone that they love. And one of the mental disorders that we don't talk about regularly is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. And it's a very real disorder that affects not only your mental state, your thoughts, but also your physical behaviors as well. And OCD, people are afflicted with obsessive thoughts, while the anxiety associated with those thoughts leads them to do different things, such as being preoccupied with washing their hands or different ways that objects are arranged, or it can manifest itself in a lot of different ways. But this can be a really disruptive disorder to have in someone's life. And we have a listener with us on the phone today from Oregon who has bravely lived with this disorder himself, and he's here to talk with us about it. So, David, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Charlotte. I'm glad to be here.
So, David, at what point did you realize that something was different about you?
Well, when I was about 13 or 14 years old, I began this ritual at night before bedtime. I would check the burners on the stove repeatedly to make sure that they were all turned off.
Mm.
And then when I was sure that they were all off, I would go back and check them again just to be double sure. Yeah, and that later evolved itself into also making sure that the doors were all locked with the same pattern of checking repeatedly. And then when I was satisfied that there was no danger, I could stop worrying and go to sleep.
And when did you realize that this was an actual disorder? Like, when were you diagnosed with OCD?
Oh, I would say probably about 10 years ago.
Okay.
I went and talked to a medical professional about my rituals that I was involved in, that was taking a lot of my time.
Right. And taking a lot of your mental space too, it sounds like.
Yes. I knew that this condition of repeatedly checking things over and over was not healthy or normal behavior, even at an early age. But I didn't know it was what we call today OCD.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much thought I was a perfectionist. When I was a kid, there was a popular television show called The Odd Couple. And there was a character called Felix Unger, and he and I were a lot alike. Things had to be clean and neat and in perfect alignment. And it's kind of funny now when I think about it.
Yeah, that you found so many similarities at such an early age.
Yes.
I remember in high school, when I was in high school, there was a popular show called Monk. I don't know if you've seen that, but I remember watching that and thinking, oh, I do some things like that sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I need to have the TV channel on an even number. You know, it might be something that people, you know, suffer with in varying degrees, but it sounds like this was very disruptive to your life. And how were you able to find peace or help in the midst of all of this?
Well, sometimes it's really hard to find peace when you're in the middle of one of those episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that's usually because while having an OCD experience, that I'm really being hard on myself at that time, and that feeds the behavior. So one of the things I do is I ask Heavenly Father to help me move past this if I find that I'm stuck. I'll also ask his help so that I will not be so hard on myself. And then I think about how he loves me. And sometimes I'll also sing a favorite hymn or remember a favorite scripture or a quote from a church talk that gives me strength and helps me realize that I'm going to be okay and I'll make it through this.
Right. And how do you think your relationship with God has strengthened or been affected by this experience?
Well, I actually feel that OCD has helped me draw closer to Heavenly Father.
Hmm.
I pray to him a lot, and sometimes I just talk to him. I'll let him know what I'm going through in those moments, and I'll ask him for help or the strength that I need. And when I pray or talk to Heavenly Father, I know that he's listening and that he loves me just the way that I am, with all my imperfections, whatever they may be at that time.
Right. And you know, the truth is we're all given different weaknesses to overcome and different imperfections that make life difficult. And It sounds like you've turned this into, even though it's difficult, you've turned this into a very positive spiritual thing because you turned to God for help and you've looked at it as a way to draw closer to Him. And I love that you said that. But there's a lot of people who can feel very overwhelmed and very discouraged from having OCD or other mental disorders. What advice would you give to them?
Well, I would say to know that you're not alone. You have a loving Father in heaven that knows and loves you deeply. And He wants you to be happy with yourself despite your challenges in life. And that you can turn to Him for comfort and peace and guidance in your life. And I would also say to be good to yourself, to make sure that you get plenty of rest and exercise and to eat healthy. Also to talk to those that you trust about what you're experiencing. That could be family or friends or church leaders. And to ask for a priesthood blessing if you feel like you need one. I would also say to seek professional help if you feel that you need it. Medication or therapy or sometimes both can help greatly. And lastly, I think I would say to try to have some humor in your life. Humor in itself can be a great form of medicine and a release of stress or anxiety.
Those are some really wise words. Thank you so much, David, for taking the time to talk to us today and sharing your thoughts.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
If you or a loved one is affected by obsessive compulsive disorder or any mental illness, be sure to watch the newest Mormon message, Like a Broken Vessel. It'll be coming out today on the Mormon Channel, and share it on social media. There are also great LDS resources for dealing with different mental health issues that you can find by searching on lds.org/topics. And we're going to end our episode today with a quote from Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, an LDS leader in the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. And he says, "I bear witness of that day when loved ones whom we know to have disabilities and mortality will stand before us glorified and grand, breathtakingly perfect in body and mind. Until that hour when Christ's consummate gift is evident to us all, may we live by faith, hold fast to hope, and show compassion one of another." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.